Thank you, Lord. Oh, we love you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Praise the Lord. Oh, praise the Lord. It is good to be here tonight. We're just thankful that we have the Lord in such times as these. Oh, the wonder of it. You know, we don't know what one day is going to bring forth. You know, we just have the moment. And, oh, God, help us to make the best of it. Amen. Praise our God. Praise the Lord. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Let's talk to the Lord as we begin here tonight. Oh, Heavenly Father, Lord, we just thank you again that you've allowed us to assemble here, Lord. Oh, God, we thank you for this privilege, Lord, for only you know, oh, God, all the things behind the scene and, oh, God, all the reasons for all of this. But, oh, God, here we are, Lord. We're here, oh, God, to sing thy praises and, oh, God, to worship thee, Lord. Oh, God, to give our hearts to thee, Lord. And I pray, oh, God, that you'd use the simplicity of your word to speak to hearts tonight. Oh, God, to edify, to encourage, Lord. Oh, God, to strengthen. Oh, Lord, to call. Oh, God, you've done so much for us, Lord. And we are so grateful, Lord. Oh, God, we know that there is none like unto you, Jesus. Oh, God, we are so privileged and so blessed to serve you, to know you, to have that confidence in our spirit that you are with us, Lord. I pray, oh, God, that you'd reach down and meet the needs of your people, Lord. Oh, God, you know all the requests, you know the needs, Lord. I pray that you would intervene, Lord. You know, oh, God, the great needs, Lord. Oh, God, touch Judy. Touch Judy Zavala tonight and help her, Lord. Encourage her, lift her up, oh, Lord. Give her faith, Lord, and bless her, Lord Jesus. Touch her body and heal her, Lord. I ask in Jesus' name. Oh, God, for thou art mighty to help us, Lord. And God, I pray for Shirley's son, Jason, Lord, that you would also help him, Lord. I pray that you lift him up, that you'd pick him up, Lord, that you'd help him to repent and turn his life over to thee, Lord. Pray that you'd call him, Lord. Oh, God, I pray, oh, God, that he'd feel thy call, Lord. Oh, God, and that, oh, Lord, you would get a hold of his heart. Oh, God, I pray for Shirley and Bill, too, Lord, that you would strengthen them. You know their needs, God. Oh, God, I pray that you give them strength in these times, Lord. Oh, God, that you'd move in a mighty way, that you'd put great faith in their hearts, Lord. Oh, God, we could indeed do nothing without you, Lord. And we just bring these requests before you, Lord. Oh, God, I pray for Alan's request too, Lord. Oh, God, oh, that man in the hospital, Lord, and his sister, Lord. Oh, God, I pray that you'd help them, David and Karen, Lord. You know the need there, oh, Lord, the one that has the cancer. And, oh, God, the one in attendance, God, I pray that you'd move in Jesus' name, Lord. Oh, God, that you deliver. Oh, God, that you touch. That you'd save, Lord God. Oh, God, we need you, Lord. Oh, God, I pray, oh, God, that you'd help Neil also, Lord. We bring him to thee also, Lord, and ask that you touch his body and heal him 100%, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we come against any, oh, God, any hindrances, Lord. Oh, God, anything, oh, Lord, that would take away from faith, Lord. Give us faith to believe you. You know, oh, God, the needs of all your people, Lord. Oh, God, I pray that you'd reach down and touch each and every one tonight, Lord. Oh, God, I pray that you'd fill us with faith. Oh, God, oh, Lord, a faith that can move mountains, Lord, a faith that believes you even when, oh, my, it looks like everything is going awry. I pray that you'd help us here, Lord. Oh, God, give us faith to believe you and that knowledge that you are indeed our good shepherd, Lord, our wonderful shepherd, the saver of our souls, the savior of our souls, Lord. I pray, oh, God, that you'd help us in Jesus' name. Oh, God, move, Lord. Oh, God, touch, Lord Jesus. I pray, oh, God, that there would be no more spreading of this corona thing, Lord Jesus. Oh, God, that you would help in Jesus' name. Oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, by the power of the blood, Lord. Oh God, we come against the enemy, oh Lord, and all his devices, all his cunning. I pray, oh God, that, oh Lord, you'd stop the plague, Lord. Oh God, that you give us faith to believe you. Oh God, that you give us, oh Lord, the strength that you enable us, Lord, to rise up and be able to do your work. Oh Lord, in Jesus' name, let the devil be put to flight. I ask in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, God. Oh, praise the Lord. And have your way, Jesus, with this message. Touch hearts and use it, God. Give me the words I ask. I praise thee. I ask thee in Jesus' name. I know truly without you I can do nothing. I ask for your words, oh Lord, in your anointing, in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Praise the Lord. Oh, what a wonderful God we serve. Praise the Lord. And oh yes, not only do the scriptures prove it, but if you're walking with the Lord in faith, oh my, you know the wondrous works that he does for his people. And praise the Lord, we are blessed to be able to put our faith and trust in our God. Amen. Praise the Lord. We're going to call this message the Good Shepherd. And praise the Lord, I've brought out some of these points in some of our telephone conversations more recently, but to start with here tonight, I want to go to the 10th chapter of the book of John, and this is such a beautiful, beautiful description, such a beautiful portion of scripture, and I think if we'll read it over right now and dwell on it, I believe the Lord will use this to give us that confidence that we need in these very tumultuous times that we're living in. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, the Good Shepherd. Amen. John chapter 10. Praise the Lord. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that entereth not by the door into the sheepfold, but climbeth up some other way, the same is a thief and a robber. And let's just stop here right now, because it just seems like you can read one verse and find so much in it. But again, we notice these are the words of Jesus himself. And here we have a proof text that starts with two verilies. And oh my, these are the words of our God, as he told us that if you don't enter into the sheepfold by the door, but you try to climb up, and I'm paraphrasing here, some other way, you're equivalent to a thief and a robber. And the point here is that there's only one way to God. It seems like in the world that we live in today, that so many try to make another way to God. They use philosophies of man or their own insights. They read books or they embrace religions. They might look to the Talmud. They might look to the Quran. You know, they might be Catholic and look to that kind of institution. But praise the Lord, Jesus Christ said in John the 14th chapter, verse 6, Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Praise the Lord. And that is the bottom line. There's only one way to God, and that's through the Lord Jesus Christ. He only is the way, the truth, and the life. And then you can't get to God by any other route or by any other means. And let's also go to the book of Ephesians here. Read a few verses here in Ephesians, the 4th chapter. It tells us in Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 4, there is one body and one spirit, even as ye are called in one hope of your calling. Verse 5, one Lord, one faith, one baptism. And verse 6, one God and Father of all, who is above all and through all and in you all. Praise the Lord. I think this epistle to the church at Ephesus makes it pretty clear in this fourth chapter that there's only one body of the Lord Jesus Christ. There's only one church, in other words. There's only one Spirit. And Jesus said that God is a Spirit, and they that worship Him must worship Him in spirit and in truth. You know, and the eternal Spirit of God has always been. And when Jesus walked this earth, yes, God covered the whole universe. But He also indwelt in that human body that He made for Himself, the Lord Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord. As a spirit, you couldn't see God. He was invisible. But He made Himself visible by coming to this world as a man, Christ Jesus. Praise the Lord. God Almighty put on flesh so that He might come to this world. And yes, bring back the Holy Ghost. Send forth the Holy Ghost after He left so that He would dwell within His people. Oh, praise the Lord, the wonderful, beautiful plan of God. So there is one body, there's one Spirit, and we are called in one hope of our calling. Oh, yes, and we're to make our calling and election sure. We grab on to the gospel. We embrace it, and we hold on to it, and we obey it. Praise the Lord, because yes, that's our hope, the hope of eternal life. Praise the Lord, and there's only one way to obtain it. And that's through our Lord Jesus Christ. Of course, one Lord, one faith, one baptism. There shouldn't be a whole bunch of confusion in this world about denominations and about finding God. And you know, the simplicity of God's word is true. It's there. It's recorded in the scripture. It's there to be found. But it seems that so many have changed it, have altered it, have perverted it, have misunderstood it, have taken it out of context. And we have great confusion in this world that we live in today, whereas so many people try to find different ways to obtain salvation, to find Jesus Christ. But indeed, it says in verse 5, one Lord. Oh, He's not a multitude of gods, as so many religions have. No, there's only one God. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one. Oh, that's a truth that was declared from the beginning, and so it is, even now. And there's one faith. There's only one way to God. And there's only one baptism. Praise the Lord. It's planted in the Word of God that, oh, we identify with the Lord Jesus Christ in the waters of baptism, being immersed in the waters in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ for the remission of our sins. Oh, yes, with the promise of receiving the gift of the Holy Ghost. Praise the Lord. And yes, verse 6 emphasizes again, one God and Father of all. There's just one. It's very, very singular here, who is above all and through all and in you all. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So going back to John chapter 10, Jesus declared again that first verse, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that entereth not by the door into the sheepfold, but climbeth up some other way, the same is a thief and a robber. Again, only one way to God. And if you try to make it another way, you are a thief and a robber. Amen. And then verse 2 tells us, but he that entereth in by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. Oh, praise the Lord. Oh, yes, there was a need for an open passage so that we could come to God, so that, oh yes, we could know the living God. Praise the Lord. And verse 3 says, to him the porter openeth. And praise the Lord, the sheep hear his voice. And he calleth his own sheep by name and leadeth them out. Oh, praise the Lord. The Lord calls us out of the world. Oh, yes, he calls us out. He helps us to see our great need to repent. Oh, yes, to turn our life over to the Lord and to get right with God. Oh, praise the Lord. Oh, yes, we know the Revelation chapter 3, verse 20 tells us, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come into him and will sup with him and he with me. Praise the Lord, the wondrous mercy of our God that calls out, oh, let me in. Oh, let me in. Hear my voice. I'm knocking at your door. Do you hear me? Will you let me in? Will you respond? Oh, come to me. Turn your life over to me. Repent. Oh, yes. Where there's a response, if any man hear his voice and open the door, there is that promise that the Lord Jesus will come into him and sup with him. Praise the Lord. There's going to be a visit. There's going to be some changes when the Lord comes into your life. Just as when Jesus went to Zacchaeus' house. Oh my, that man who was the chief of publicans, he was no longer the same when Jesus came to his house. Oh, he was convicted of all the things he had done improperly. Oh, he was the chief of the publicans, but he realized that he had taken things that were not his to take. And praise the Lord, he repented of it and turned his life over to the Lord and promised to give back for full that which he had taken that wasn't his. And oh, yes. To turn his attention over to the living God. Oh, what a wonder it is when the Lord comes into our lives and begins to change us. Praise the Lord. Oh, that man Zacchaeus was never the same. Praise the Lord. And he said, yes, that half of his goods he was going to give to the poor. And if he had taken anything from any man by false accusation, he was going to restore it to him fourfold. Praise the Lord. Jesus said unto him, this day is salvation come to this house, for so much as he also is a son of Abraham. For the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which was lost. Praise the Lord. Yes, that's why God robed himself in flesh and came to this world. He came to seek. He came to save. He came to knock at our heart's door. Yes, so that, oh, we might have salvation. So that we could turn from our sinful ways and give them over to the Lord in repentance. Inviting him into our lives. Oh, yes, so he can work on our hearts and begin to change us. Oh, praise the Lord. Convert us. Change us. Oh, praise the Lord. Into his glorious image. Praise the Lord. Oh, yes, and fill us with the gift of the Holy Ghost. Praise the Lord. So, verse 3 here, John 10, to him the porter openeth, and the sheep hear his voice. There's a response, oh, to that call of salvation. Praise the Lord. The sheep hear his voice, and he calleth his own sheep by name. Praise the Lord. And he leadeth them out. Oh, yes, he's going to lead us out. He's going to take us, oh, yes, into green pastures and by the still waters. He's going to restore our souls. Praise the Lord. He's going to lead us out of the world and into his glorious kingdom. Praise the Lord. Verse 4 tells us, and when he putteth forth his own sheep, he goeth before them. Praise the Lord, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. Praise the Lord, that response. And yes, praise the Lord, he just doesn't let us all wander all over the place and, you know, the great prospect of getting lost, because, you know, the fact is, with sheep, they have that tendency. They have that tendency to wander around and get in trouble and, oh, get lost and follow the wrong leader, and oh my, they have great potential for trouble, just put it that way. But Jesus called his people sheep. Could it be that we too also have that tendency to get into trouble, to follow the wrong leader? Oh yes, to think the wrong things. Oh yes, to get our head caught in some kind of fence or in some kind of bush and not be able to get out. Oh, I know, that's how it is. But praise the Lord. Oh, the sheep hear the voice of the Savior. And he calls those sheep by name and he leads them off. And besides, when he putteth forth his own sheep, he goes before them. Praise the Lord. I've said it many times. When God led the children of Israel out of Egypt. He led them, but he led them by the pillar of cloud by day and the pillar of fire by night. That was how he led them. When that pillar stopped, they knew they were to stop. But praise the Lord, oh, he has put his spirit within his people so that we could be led by the Holy Ghost. Praise the Lord. But that's our God. He's not going to abandon us when we need him the most. No, he is the good shepherd, and he's going to be leading us just as a shepherd leads his sheep. Our Savior, the Lord Jesus, leads his people. Praise the Lord. He goes before them. He goeth before them. And yes, if we're his sheep, we're going to follow him. We would get lost otherwise. We would get all tangled up. We would come into that bed of confusion, almost propositive. You know, that's the tendency of human beings. But praise the Lord, he goes before us. And yes, we follow him. We want to follow him precisely and exactly. Praise the Lord. Otherwise, oh my, we're never going to make it. And that is the truth. Amen. And praise the Lord, it says, for they know his voice. Praise the Lord. Oh, the spirit of deception is everywhere. Oh yes, and if you're not listening to the voice of the Lord Jesus, if you're not being led by the Holy Ghost, then oh, you're almost for sure going to get confused. You're almost for sure going to get deceived. We need to know the voice of the Lord Jesus. Oh yes, the words that are written in his book of life. Praise the Lord, and how he tugs at our heart and speaks to our souls. We want to know his voice, and his voice only. It tells us, oh yes, in verse 5, and a stranger will they not follow, but will flee from him, for they know not the voice of strangers. And you know, there's all kinds of strange voices in this world. Oh, yes, near and far and everything. And we know what's happened in the church world. So much that is being declared is not the gospel. It might be part of the gospel, but very, very often, most of the time, significant parts are left out or misunderstood or mistranslated or whatever. We have all those versions of the Bible, or shall we call them perversions of the Bible. But Jesus told us in Matthew, the 7th chapter, verse 12, Matthew 7, verse 12. Therefore all things whatsoever ye would that men should do to you, do even so to them. For this is the law and the prophets. Verse 13. Enter ye in at the strait gate. For wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat. Oh, that tells us a lot right there. Oh, the need to enter in at the strait gate. Oh, yes, because strait is the gate, and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life. And few there be that find it. You know, it's kind of strange in light of this scripture that so many people seem to feel good when they're in the majority. You know, many people, I would say, like to go to the big churches and you know, feel comfortable. You know, there's many people that think like me, that believe like me, so they think. But Jesus warned here that, oh yes, that wide gate, that broad way leads to destruction. And he said clearly, many there be which go in thereat. Oh, the way that is right, the way that is true, the way that is the way that the Lord Jesus proclaimed is a straight gate and a narrow way. And he said, Jesus said, few there be that find it. Oh, We don't want to follow the crowd. Oh, they might be misleading. You know, we can't believe what's written in books just because it's written in a book. No, we must make sure that it goes along with the Word of God. Oh, yes, otherwise we could be deceived. Oh, yes, and that man that stands in the pulpit, that priest that stands in the pulpit, we must make sure that he is saying the words of life. Otherwise, oh my, we are walking the road of deception and believing somebody that is not a true shepherd by any means and truly not following the words of life. And then verse 15 here in Matthew 7 tells us, beware of false prophets, which come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravening wolves. Oh yes, their motives, their intention, their goals, their hearts are far from God. They have other reasons for being in the pulpit. And here, yes, we have a warning. Beware of false prophets, which come to you in sheep's clothing. They might even look, oh yes, like they're a good person. They're dressed in proper attire. They might even be called a reverend. But does that make them a true prophet of God or a true man of God, a true pastor of the sheep? No. Oh, no, that isn't the proof that we're looking for. Oh, because here it talks about those false prophets. They might look good on the outside. They might talk good. They might have a good speech. Oh, yes, they might seem kind and gentle and have some good outward signs that you might think would be encouraging. But it's what's inside. It says, inwardly they are ravening, wolves, greedy, searching for prey, plundering, that kind of thing, those kind of motives. Verse 16 tells us, ye shall know them by their fruits. Do men gather grapes of thorns or figs of thistles? Even so, every good tree bringeth forth good fruit, but a corrupt tree bringeth forth evil fruit. A good tree cannot bring forth evil fruit, neither can a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit. Every tree that bringeth not forth good fruit is hewn down and cast into the fire. Oh, you know, it's either one way or the other. Either your fruit is good, or otherwise it is corrupt, it is evil. There's only two ways about it, and God will judge it. He said, wherefore by their fruits ye shall know them. Are the fruits of the Spirit, or are they the lusts of the flesh? A big question, an important question indeed. And verse 21 tells us here in Matthew 7, not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. And here's another important verse that hits to the heart. You know, it's not just saying, Lord, Lord, that's going to get you into the kingdom of heaven. But there's a need to do the will of God's Father, of the Father which is in heaven, of the will of the Lord Jesus, you could say even, which is in heaven. Praise the Lord. Verse 22 tells us, many will say to me in that day, talking about that day of judgment, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name? In thy name have cast out devils? And in thy name done many wonderful works? And then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. Oh my, no, if we've given our lives over to the Lord, we will not be workers of iniquities. No, we will bring forth good fruits. And that which we do, we'll do in the name of the Lord and not for filthy lucre's sake or interior motives or, you know, just to put on some kind of image. But it'll be from the heart, to be motivated by the Spirit of the living God that works within his people. Praise the Lord. Oh, we don't want to be those that hear those dreadful words. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. No, We give our lives over to the Lord and we depart from sin. Oh yes, if we do anything, oh yes, contrary to the will of God, then we want to get back and tell it to the Lord and repent and turn away from it. Praise the Lord, knowing that He will be there to forgive us. Praise the Lord, and to make a way and help us to start again. But praise the Lord, we don't want to live in the condition of sin. Oh yes, we want to be true and faithful and bring forth fruits that are sown in the Lord Jesus. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. But yes, here in John 10, he was talking about, oh yes, those that would be a stranger to the ways of the Lord. And those that are truly the sheep of the Lord Jesus will flee from that individual who is a hypocrite, who is a pretender, who has, you know, just an outward display of holiness, perhaps. Oh, yes, being pious, whatever, all those religious spirits that follow a lot of people. But the sheep will not follow such a person, but instead will flee from him, for they know not the voice of strangers. Amen. So Jesus spake this unto them, and it tells us in verse 6, this parable spake Jesus unto them, but they understood not what things they were which he spake unto them. Then said Jesus unto them again, verily, verily, I say unto you, now he's explaining it, and he's saying, I am the door of the sheep. I am the entrance. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. And yes, he explains again here in verse 8, all that ever came before me are thieves and robbers. But the sheep did not hear them. All these false gospels, all these false messengers. Oh, praise the Lord, if God has really spoken to our hearts, if we really have the light of God within our being, then we will not follow those. We will not hear them. We will not heed those false ways of living and thinking and follow those vain, deceitful ways. It tells us in verse 9, Jesus saying, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved and shall go in and out and find pasture. Praise the Lord. The Lord's going to take care of his people. Praise the Lord. Those that enter in and yes, abide in him and he in us. Praise the Lord. They're going to go in and out. Oh yes, doing the will of God, the Father which is in heaven. And they'll find pasture. The Lord will provide. He'll find a place for them. Amen. He explains in verse 10, the thief cometh not, but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. Oh, he's talking about that life in Christ. Oh, that abundant life, that life that overflows with the blessings of God, with the knowledge of God. Oh, yes, because we know that our God is with us. He knows how to keep us, and we know that we can abide in his promises. And yes, we have that hope deep, deep within our being that we have life. Everlasting life. Praise the Lord, the promise of the Father. Praise the Lord. Amen. The thief cometh not, but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. Oh yes, all those false prophets. Oh yes, all those robbers of the sheep. All those thieves. They come with other motives, other purposes, other callings, but they come. Oh yes. To steal, to kill, to destroy. Nothing positive there. But Jesus came that, oh, his people, his sheep might have life. They might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. Oh, praise the Lord, the wonderful promises of God. No matter what it might seem like on the surface, we have the promises of God. Know that he is with us and will be with us until the end of the world. Praise the Lord. Then he went on to explain a little bit more. Verse 11 tells us, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. But he that is a hireling and not the shepherd, whose own the sheep are not, sees the wolf coming and leaveth the sheep and fleeth. and the wolf catcheth them and scattereth the sheep. Oh, how often does that happen? Oh, yes, somebody that's pretending to be a shepherd of the people, to be a pastor of the people, but instead it isn't in the heart, and he's doing it for causes, for advantages, for personal gain or prestige or whatever all. Oh, yeah, he sees the danger coming, but does he warn? Oh, no, he rather compromises. Well, you know, it's not so bad if homosexuals come into the church. I mean, after all, aren't we to love everybody? Oh, no, you know, let's just all, you know, love one another and accept whosoever wants to come in. Well, I'll tell you what, there are many that are accepting such. That is not the word of God. No, yes, if you deceive the people in such a way, you're leading them. You're leading them astray. You're leading them to the pit. And the sheep will be scattered. Oh, no, we can't teach those things that are vain, those things that are false, those things that are not the word of God. The scripture is not open to personal interpretation by any means. No. God wrote it. And yes, that is how it is meant. And yes, we need to rightly divide the word of truth. Amen. It's so, yes, he that is a hireling, who's just hired, who's just doing it because, you know, there's some other advantage. He likes the prestige. He likes to wear that cloak about him. He likes, you know, to be called reverend. Whatever all. He that is a hireling and not the shepherd, whose own the sheep are not, seeth the wolf coming and leaveth the sheep and fleeth, and the wolf catcheth them and scattereth the sheep. The hireling fleeth because he is a hireling and careth not for the sheep. Oh, it's getting a little bit too hard now, so I don't think I can do it any longer. No, that's not what this is all about. Jesus said, I am the good shepherd. And know my sheep, and am known of mine. Oh, praise the Lord. As the Father knoweth me, even so know I the Father. And I laid down my life for the sheep. And then he said in verse 16, and other sheep I have, which are not of this fold. Them also I must bring, and they shall hear my voice. And there shall be one fold, and one shepherd. Oh, praise the Lord. There were a people that the Lord was going to bring to himself that would also hear his voice. He came unto his own, unto the Jewish people. But there was to be a people that would come forth that were not of the Jewish background in heritage. But, you know, nevertheless, the Lord Jesus was going to bring those sheep into his fold. And yes, there was going to be one fold and one shepherd. Oh, the marvel of it. Praise the Lord. Yes, it's all written in God's word. And yes, Peter could declare in his epistle, the first epistle, that he addressed to a Gentile people, the strangers scattered throughout Pontus, Galatia, Cappadocia, Asia, and Bithynia, that were elect according to the foreknowledge of God the Father through sanctification of the Spirit unto obedience and sprinkling of the blood of Jesus Christ. He could explain to them, oh yes, he could declare unto them in 1 Peter 2, verse 9, but ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, and a holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should show forth the praises of him who hath called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Praise the Lord, all people that he called forth, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have attained mercy. Praise the Lord. Oh yes, that call would come forth. Oh yes, to those who had been strangers from the first covenant that he brought forth. But praise the Lord. Oh yes, this wonderful second covenant that he brought forth. Oh yes, by giving his life upon the cross. would be for all people, all that would come unto him, all that would hear his voice and open the door and come unto him. And so that, oh yes, in the seventh chapter of Revelation, oh yes, when John saw this great sight in the heavens, this vision, he beheld, it tells us in verse 9, chapter 7 of Revelation, verse 9, after this I beheld, and lo, a great multitude which no man could number, of all nations and kindreds and peoples and tongues, stood before the throne, before the Lamb, clothed with white robes and palms in their hands, and cried with a loud voice, saying, salvation to our God which sitteth upon the throne, and unto the Lamb. Oh, praise the Lord. Oh, what a wonder it is. Oh, the people that the Lord, oh, will bring forth, that has brought forth. Oh, yes, those that he has reserved unto himself. Oh, yes, that he has called unto eternal life. Praise the Lord, the marvel of it all. What a wonderful thing it is going to be in heaven. Oh, yes. And all the people of God, all from all nations and kindreds and peoples and tongues, stand before that throne of God, praise the Lord, rejoicing, clothed with white robes, palms in their hands, and worshiping and praising our God. Praise the Lord, oh yes. And praise the Lord. Paul, in his epistle to the church at Galatia, in Galatians, the third chapter, verse 13 says, Christ hath redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is every one that hangeth on a tree, that the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through Jesus Christ, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. Brethren, I speak after the manner of men, though it be but a man's covenant, yet if it be confirmed, no man disannulleth or addeth thereto. Oh yes, a covenant cannot be changed, except that the Lord instituted a new covenant. Oh yes, the only way a covenant can be brought down is by death. And that is what Jesus Christ did and died for us. Oh yes, the Old Testament, oh yes, was brought to a stop, and he brought forth the new covenant or the new testament in his blood. Praise the Lord. And verse 16 here in Galatians, the third chapter, tells us, now to Abraham and his seed were the promises made. He saith not, and his seeds, the S on it, as of many, but as of one. And to thy seed, which is Christ. Praise the Lord. And so as he could go on, and oh yes, he brings forth this point even more as he continues in this chapter. But verse 27, as he's ending it, it says, for as many of you as have been baptized into Christ have put on Christ. There is neither Jew nor Greek, there is neither bond nor free, there is neither male nor female, for you are all one in Christ Jesus. And if you be Christ, then are you Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. Praise the Lord. Oh yes, what our Lord did for us at Calvary. Oh, there were other sheep that he had. Oh yes, that he would bring, which were not of this fold, he said in John 10, verse 16. Them also must I bring, and they shall hear my voice. And there shall be one fold and one shepherd. And he talked and spoke how he was going to lay down his life, but he would also have power to take it up again. Praise the Lord. And he also said, just a little later in this chapter, verse 27, oh, as he's explaining to those that really didn't want to hear, that were doubting. Oh, yes, as he walked in the temple in Solomon's porch, as it tells us in verse 23, and there were Jews all around him, and oh, yes, they wanted him to clearly say, you are the Christ. But Jesus answered them and said, I told you, and ye believe not. The works that I do in my Father's name, they bear witness of me. But ye believe not, because ye are not of my sheep, as I said unto you. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. And I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish. Neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. Oh, praise the Lord. If we're in the Lord's hand, there is no man. There are no circumstances that can pluck us out of his hand. As long as we walk in faith and believe our God and hold to the truth and follow our shepherd. Praise the Lord. He said, my Father, which gave them me, is greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. Praise the Lord. Oh, we're so secure in the Lord. If we'll just obey him and follow him. Let him be our shepherd. Let him be our guide. Praise the Lord. The Jews didn't like this sermon here. It says, after he said, I and my Father are one, in verse 30, then the Jews took up stones again to kill him, to stone him. But I'll tell you what, it wasn't because of pedigree that they were the children of God. It wasn't because they had been born of Abraham. That isn't what made them the children of God. No, there is the need for the new birth. Oh, yes, to be born again of the water and of the Spirit. And praise the Lord. Oh, it wasn't just going to be an exclusive group of people. But oh, yes, it's open to all those that will hear his voice. Oh, answer that knock at the door and let the Lord Jesus come in and abide with them. Praise the Lord. Oh, yes, our God opened up the door of salvation for whosoever will, let them come and drink of the waters of life freely. Praise the Lord, whosoever will. Praise the Lord. And oh, yes, the kingdom of heaven is going to consist of a number of people that no man can number, of all nations and kindreds of peoples and tongues, which stand before the throne. Oh, yes, before the Lamb, clothed with white robes, palms in their hands. Praise the Lord. One shepherd and one fold. Praise our God. Oh, our God is wonderful. Praise our God. Praise the Lord. But in line with this 10th chapter of the book of John, I want to go to a very common passage here, Psalms 23. And this very beautiful chapter, oh yes, declares so much. We just read how Jesus plainly declared that he is the good shepherd, and that his sheep know his voice, and his sheep follow him. Praise the Lord, that no man can pluck his sheep out of his hands. And praise the Lord, Psalms 23, a psalm of David, oh yes, also shows so much the provisions of Almighty God, oh, who loved his sheep so greatly that he died for his sheep. Yes, he died for us that we might have life, we might have eternal life. Oh, yes, that we would not be condemned, but rather able to enter into the fold and be part of the kingdom of God. Praise the Lord. But here in Psalms 23, David wrote in verse 1, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. All the blessings of the Lord. We just look at this first verse. It says much. It says, the Lord is my shepherd. Again, a shepherd's going to lead his sheep. Sheep have that tendency to go astray, to get in trouble, to follow the wrong leader. Oh, yes, all full of mischief and all kinds of conniving and just getting lost and, oh my, being hindered in so many ways. But praise the Lord, we have a shepherd who knows how to help us if we'll just follow him. David said, yes, the Lord is my shepherd. And praise the Lord, he said, I shall not want. Praise the Lord, that means our shepherd, who is in charge of his sheep, is also our provider. All our needs, all our desires, all the conditions that we strive with, the Lord knows how to make a way. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. That second verse in Psalms 23 tells us, He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. Oh, praise the Lord, our shepherd, the good shepherd, the Lord Jesus Christ. He's going to lead His people into green pastures, a place where we can be nourished, where we can be fed, where our physical needs can be met. And He talks about leading us beside the still waters. Oh, praise the Lord. Oh, those places, oh yes, where we can be nourished, where we can find rest, where our body can find water to satisfy that thirst. Those needs that we have in the physical realm. Praise the Lord. But not only are there blessings in the physical realm. Oh yes, our shepherd deals with our soul. Praise the Lord. It tells us in verse 3, He restoreth my soul. Praise the Lord. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness for His name's sake. Praise the Lord. Oh, we have a great need. Oh, yes, there's a spiritual man within each and every one of us. There's a place within our being that's reserved for Almighty God. And oh, yes, if we haven't given our hearts to the Lord, that spot is still crying out. Oh, how we need, oh, yes, the Lord God to deal with our hearts. Oh, yes, to give us that living water. Oh, yes, to come unto us and make Himself known to lead us, to guide us, to show us what we need so desperately to see and know. Oh, I know another Psalm of David, Psalms 63, that first verse. Oh, he utters from his heart, Oh God, thou art my God. Early will I seek thee. My soul thirsteth for thee. My flesh longeth for thee in a dry and thirsty land where no water is. Oh, he's talking about the spiritual need within. Oh, yes, we all have that need deep down inside. Oh, we need the living water. We need the Lord Jesus to fill that spot. There's a longing deep within that cannot be satisfied by things of this world. People try to fill that void in so many ways, but that's not going to help. Oh, that's all emptiness. But oh yes, there is a thirsting of the soul for the living God. Oh yes, there is a longing of the flesh. Oh yes, for the living God. Oh, spiritually without God, it would be dry and thirsty. There would be no water, no living water to drink. There would be no hope. Oh, there would be no peace. There would be no joy without our God. Oh yes, He knows how to fill that spot in our lives. Oh, to give us, oh yes, that living water that we so desperately need. Oh yes. And David, yes, he was crying out in Psalm 63. Oh God, thou art my God. Early will I seek thee. Oh, my soul thirsteth for thee. My flesh longeth for thee in a dry and thirsty land where no water is. No, there's none but our Savior. There's only one to whom we can turn and be satisfied deep within. There's only one who can take that longing away. And again, I know people try to fill that void in so many ways. Maybe with pleasure. Oh, maybe with sex. Maybe, oh, with material things. You know, maybe striving to have boats. Maybe to have houses. Oh, to have prestige, to have fame, whatever all. But praise the Lord, oh, our God knows how to touch our soul and how we need those times, oh, when our inner man is filled, oh, the living Word of God. Oh, we talk, you know, as we share one with another. Sister Penny, how, you know, you mentioned how it is that when we start speaking Scripture, when you start dwelling on Scripture, how, oh, yes, all the other anxieties and other fears all begin to leave because the Word of God feeds our soul. God knows how to feed our souls. Praise the Lord. He knows how to restore our souls. Praise the Lord. He knows how to send those times of refreshing that come from the presence of the Lord. Oh, yes. Oh, yes, it speaks of in Acts, the third chapter. Praise the Lord. So, yes, the Good Shepherd restores our soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Praise the Lord. That's our God. Oh, he knows how to supply all our needs. I shall not want. And even, oh, at the time of great trouble, even if we would be walking through the valley of the shadow of death, oh, it tells us in verse 4, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Praise the Lord. Oh, God has promised. He's a good shepherd. He's not going to leave us when we need him the most. No, he's going to be with us through all our trouble, with all our needs. Oh, yes, in want or in plenty, our God will be with us in health or in sickness. Oh, yes, and even in the valley of the shadow of death. Oh, praise the Lord. He tells us here, there's no need to fear. I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Praise the Lord. The Lord's not going to abandon us when we need him the most. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Oh, yes, those are the shepherd's instruments. And oh, yes, he uses them to correct the sheep if need be, or, you know, to lead, to walk up the steep places. But praise the Lord. Oh, yes, those instruments, they comfort me. Praise the Lord. So, oh God, yes, oh yes, his promise. The good shepherd, he's not going to let us down. He's taking care of all the aspects, all the needs in our lives. Praise the Lord. And even, oh yes, if we would find ourselves in a FEMA camp or something. It says in verse 5, thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Praise the Lord, the Lord's blessing, even in the presence of our enemies. Praise the Lord. Thou anointest my head with oil. Oh, my cup runneth over. Oh, praise the Lord. The oil in the Old Testament was symbolic of the Holy Ghost. Praise the Lord. And yes, when Saul was anointed king, he was anointed with oil. When David wasn't yet king, but you know he was anointed to be king. There was a great difference with that anointing. Yes, Samuel came, yes, to find one of the sons of Jesse. God had told him to go to Jesse, and then that there was among the sons of Jesse one who was to be king. And praise the Lord, it was the one who was out with the sheep that was the one to be anointed. He was the youngest of all the sons of Jesse. He was the eighth son. He's the youngest, and he was keeping the sheep. Oh my, Samuel came unto him. It tells us in 1 Samuel, the 16th chapter, in verse 11, after, you know, there was yet one son, the seven older brothers had all passed by Samuel, and God told Samuel every time, no, this is not the one. This is not the one. And, you know, Samuel knew, well, God, you told me there was going to be a son of Jesse. Well, is there not yet another son? Oh, yes, there was. He was out in the sheepfold watching the sheep, you know. But, oh, yes, he told Jesse to send and fetch him, for we will not sit down till he come hither. And verse 12 tells us in 1 Samuel 16, and he sent and brought him in. Now he was ruddy, and withal of a beautiful countenance, and goodly to look on, or goodly to look to. And the Lord said, arise, anoint him, for this is he. It tells us in verse 13, then Samuel took the horn of oil and anointed him in the midst of his brethren. And the Spirit of the Lord came upon David from that day forward. So Samuel rose up and went to Ramah. But the Spirit of the Lord departed from Saul, and the evil spirit from the Lord troubled him. Oh, how we need to be careful. But see, that oil, that anointing represented the Spirit of God. And as Samuel anointed David to be the future king of Israel, the Spirit of the Lord came upon him. Oh, it was very significant, and how we need that oil, those virgins that it speaks of in Matthew, the 25th chapter. It tells us all the great need to have oil in our lamps, praise the Lord. And not only oil in our lamps, but extra oil, so that oil, oh, that Holy Ghost power never goes out. Oh, no, we never want to lose that precious gift of God. Praise the Lord. Oh, we need oil in our lamps to keep us burning. Praise the Lord. But oh, yes, this 23rd chapter of Psalms, thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Praise the Lord. Oh, the blessings of God. Oh, they make us rich, and he addeth no sorrow with it. Praise the Lord. Oh, that blessing, that oil from which David was anointed. Oh, yes. Yes, it symbolized God being with him. God using him. Oh, yeah, God's keeping power. Oh, yes. The blessings of the Lord. Praise the Lord. And yes, his head had been anointed with oil, and his cup runneth over. Oh, the blessings of the Lord were rich in spite of all the trouble. We know David had much trouble in his life, but yet he could say this. He could mean it. Oh, yes. And as this short psalm ends, verse 6, he said, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Oh, praise the Lord, the wonder of it. Oh, the Lord who is our shepherd, who is with us, in spite of all the trouble on every side, in spite of despair, in spite of calamity, in spite of unknowns. If we're walking with the Lord, if we've allowed him to come into our lives, if we've answered his call, if we've obeyed that voice that spoke unto us and told us to repent and to get right with God, we've heeded that call. Yes, it believed the command to be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins. Oh, yes, with the promise of receiving the gift of the Holy Ghost. Praise the Lord. We can say the Lord is our shepherd. Praise the Lord. The Lord is with us. And praise the Lord. He knows how to take care of all the aspects of our life. Oh, yes, all the unknowns, all the problems, all the situations, all the difficulties, all the burdens, even the persecution, all the sickness, all the trouble. Praise the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. Praise the Lord, he maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Oh, yes, as David could say, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Praise the Lord. It covers all the bases, this psalm. All our needs, all our wants. And not only goodness and mercy following us all the days of our lives, but look at, I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Praise the Lord, that's eternity. Praise the Lord, that's the hope of our soul. Not only is God with us in this life to fulfill all our physical needs, and yes, to bless us with the spiritual needs. Oh yes, our soul needs Jesus. And to be with us no matter what, no matter what trouble would befall us. And even in the shadow of death, the valley of the shadow of death, His being with us. But praise the Lord, oh yes, that anointing that, oh yes, comes with His blessings. Oh yes, as He pours out of His Spirit upon His people. Oh yes, to keep us alive. Oh yes, to give us a strength that we do not have, to give us that comfort, that gift of the Holy Ghost, that knowledge that He is with us and walking with us. Oh, how He fills our hearts. Oh yes, how He takes away the void as we give it to Him. Oh yes, Lord Jesus. Oh, come into my heart. Oh, Lord Jesus, come into my life. Change me, Lord. Make me what I ought to be, forgiving my sins. Oh, God, help me to walk in Your ways, Lord. Praise the Lord. He knows how to lead us. He's not going to forsake us. He's not going to abandon us. No, we know. He said, lo, I am with thee always, even unto the end of the world. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, our wonderful shepherd. Oh, yes. Perhaps we could go to Isaiah 43 here to read just a couple of verses here. Praise the Lord. Isaiah chapter 43. Oh, I'm so glad we have the Lord. We don't know what tomorrow's going to declare, you know, we don't know what the day is going to be like. We don't even know for sure that there is going to be a tomorrow, because yes, one day our Lord is going to come and not tarry. Amen. This is going to be over one of these days. Praise the Lord. But Isaiah 43, it tells us in verse 1, but now thus saith the Lord that created thee, O Jacob, and He that formed thee, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed thee. I have called thee by thy name. Thou art mine. Verse 2 says, when thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee. And through the rivers, they shall not overflow thee. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned. Neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. Oh yes, all the aspects of life, all the trials of life, the promise that our shepherd is going to be with thee. Oh, whether we be passing through the waters, He has declared that He would be with us. Oh yes, and through the rivers, there's a promise. They're not going to overflow us. They're not going to drown us. He's going to make a way of escape. Praise the Lord, even when thou walkest through the fire. Oh yes, oh, those heavy trials, those burdens, tells us thou shalt not be burned, neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. Oh yes, oh, our wonderful God. Oh yes, the one that has called us, that had made a people for His name's sake and for His glory. For I am the Lord thy God, the Holy One of Israel, thy Savior. I gave Egypt for thy ransom, Ethiopia and Seba for thee. Since thou wast precious in my sight, thou hast been honorable, and I have loved thee. Therefore will I give men for thee and people for thy life. Fear not, for I am with thee, and I will bring thy seed from the east and gather thee from the west. I will say to the north, give up, and to the south, keep not back. Bring my sons from far, my daughters from the ends of the earth. Oh, praise the Lord, that regathering of His people which was fulfilled, but also that cry even now. Oh, yes, the Lord knows how to deliver. He knows how to save. Oh, yes, we can tell the devil, oh, let go. That's, oh, yes, your child, and I declare it in the name of the Lord Jesus. Oh, yes. We know that we can tread upon serpents and upon scorpions and over all the power of the enemy and know that nothing shall by any means hurt us. Praise the Lord. Oh, yes. I believe the Lord is gathering his people together now. I believe that call for eternal life is going out right now, that the Good Shepherd is still calling. He's calling his flock. He's calling his people together. Oh, he's bidding them to come unto him to bring forth salvation. Oh, praise the Lord. Verse 7 here in Isaiah 43. Even everyone that is called by my name, for I have created him for my glory. I have formed him, yea, I have made him. Oh, praise the Lord, our wonderful God. Oh, he is our God who stands at the door and knocks. Praise the Lord, he is the door. Oh, yes, if any man enter in, he shall be saved. And shall go in and out and find pastures. Oh, the Lord being our shepherd, the Lord leading us, the Lord directing us, oh, the Lord making our path straight, oh, yes, so that we can walk the straight gate and the narrow way, the way that leadeth unto life. Praise the Lord, that's our God. Praise the Lord, the one that makes a way, the good shepherd that will never leave us nor forsake us. Oh, that goes before us. Oh, that good shepherd. And truly we can say, oh, yes, as David declared, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. Praise the Lord. Do you love him tonight? Oh, are you rejoicing in his wonderful salvation? Our God knows how to help us. There is nothing too hard for him. He knows how to lead us, how to guide us, how to help us, how to make a way, no matter what we're going through in this life. Praise the Lord, and not only the physical aspects, but the wonderful spiritual provisions that he has for his people. Praise the Lord to restore our souls, to lead us in the paths of righteousness. Praise the Lord, you love him tonight. Praise the Lord, we worship you, Jesus. We praise you, Jesus. We love you, Jesus. Oh, God, work in our hearts. Give us that confidence in you, Lord. Oh, God, I pray, oh, Lord, that you lead us and guide us. Oh, God, be our good shepherd, I ask. In the wonderful name of Jesus, praise your name, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, God. Give us that peace. Give us that joy in you, Lord. Lead us and guide us. Oh, give us that hope of eternal life. Oh, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, praise the Lord. If you've not yet turned your life over to the Lord, do it now. Do it now. Yet while we have a little time, do it now. Amen. Praise our God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Oh, we love you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Oh, thank you, God. We worship you, Jesus. Oh, we praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, God. Oh, we love you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus.
Praise the Lord. In closing, we're going to open our hymnals and turn to number 253. We're going to sing His Yoke is Easy, number 253.
Yeah. restore me again and give me the strength to take the narrow path of righteousness, e'en for thine own name's sake. His yoke is easy, his burden is light. I've found it so, I've found it so. He leadeth me by day and by night, where living waters flow. Yea, though I walk through the valley of death, yet what should I fear from you? For thou art with me, and thy rod and staff support me still. His yoke is easy, his burden is light. I've found it so, I've found it so. He leadeth me by day and by night, where living waters flow. His yoke is easy, his burden is light. I've found it so, I've found it so. He leadeth me by day and by night, where living waters flow.
Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. God bless you all. Be safe out there. Praise the Lord.